I know. It's just like, oh, yes. That was amazing, and it's been a really long 4 years, but to be here again with my family, the announcement, double Olympian. I'm a double Olympian. It's amazing. I never anticipated this would happen when I started sports. I'm just so excited for Rio. Can't wait for it to happen and to start training for the games, the final few weeks. It's really exciting.
How has this year been for you so far? Because it hasn't quite gone how you'd have wanted it. So what form are you in? What state of mind are you in at the moment?
My actual physical form's really, really good, and my state of mind is great. I'm going to the Olympics, how could it not be? This year's been tough. I've been ill, I've had injury, I've had technical difficulties at competitions. So there's been moments where I've looked up to the sky and been like, what else are you going to bring to me? Like, what else have you got? Bring it now. It's been tough. And when things keep going wrong and maybe it's not always in your control, you start to question if maybe you've just been jinxed or I don't know. And it's been difficult. However, I've kind of turned it around, and for the World Champs, I thought to myself, well, everything that really can go wrong has gone wrong now. And I know how good I am. I know what I'm able to do in a competition. So now that I've experienced it going wrong and I've still got through it, I've still made it to the other side, surely it's made me more robust and more prepared. So I've kind of seen it as a good thing. And you know what? It's not always going to go plain sailing. And if it did, life would be pretty boring, wouldn't it? I know in the moment when it's not good, you're like, oh, I really don't want this to happen right now. But I rode it and I've got through it and I'm here. And I guess I've got a lot more in my bag of like experience and things to take with me to Rio. So it's got to help me in the long run for sure.
And so you're going there. You said on the top table there that it's a medal that you want, and you've not lowered your expectations, is the wrong word, but you've kind of reassessed things a bit. But you do feel you're going there, all being well now, with a good training session in the best possible shape.
Absolutely, I have a great team. We have the best facilities for pentathlon, I think, in the world. We're going to altitude, which makes us all really strong and gets us in great shape. And ultimately, I have all the skills I need to win a medal. And in pentathlon, it's very difficult to win and to say, right, I'm going to win. It's not a straight race. There's so many different challenges with the technical events, the unknown horse. Getting it right all on one day with the five different disciplines is tough. And for that reason, as an athlete, I've become to realise, and now I believe, that if I stand on the podium, I have had my best day, and I'm very happy with that. Obviously, everyone always asks, as Olympic silver medalist, now you want to be Olympic champion. I've lived with that for 4 years, and I understand the pressure and the expectation of people. But I kind of want everyone to know that if I went there and took a bronze medal home, I'd be delighted. It's also an important factor to realize that I might not win a medal. You know, I might finish fourth. I might have a bad day and finish down the field. And that's more what I'm avoiding. You know, the medal table is where I want to be. And it's going to be tough. It really is going to be tough. And it's going to take all of me, everything that I have, to be drawn and brought to that one day. And I believe in myself. And I've got great coaches, and my family believe in me, and I'm going to give it everything I have.
How much will the experience help, not just you, because obviously you've got that medal already, which does take a little bit of the sort of pressure off, but also the other team, because you're the one with the experience of an Olympics. How much will it help you and them?
I think it's maybe, I don't know if it will help them, to be honest. I mean, we're individual athletes. We're not in a team event. Definitely, I can speak to them and say, oh, this will happen now, like, from my previous experience, you should expect this to happen. You know, it's nice to have someone probably that's been there before. It certainly was for me in London. I had two previous Olympians with the men, so that was definitely cool. But it's an Olympics on the other side of the world. That's new for me. Obviously, London, it's not going to be London. It's going to be very different. So you can't. I don't think there's going to be so many comparisons in those senses. But for me personally, I know what the Olympics is about, and I know that it's just another day in the office. So I believe that's going to really keep me steady.
You've been out to Rio already for the test event. Do you have any concerns about issues like Zika when you're going to be over there?
Yeah, everyone asks about Zika, and before I went to Rio in the test event, a lot of media asked us a lot of questions, and I kind of spoke to our team doctor and said, you know, what should we do? Should we be worried? And I followed the precautions. I took with me a mosquito tent. I bought all the kind of anti-mosquito sprays, repellents, creams. And I'll be honest, I went to Rio I stayed in the city. I didn't see any mosquitoes. I wasn't bitten. I also went out to the Diodoro Stadium where the pentathlon's being held, which is more in like a tropical area, lots of trees, where a river as well, where you'd expect to see mosquitoes. And I wasn't bitten there either. I didn't see any. So I came back being like, well, what's all the fuss about? Some people have said, oh, you know, journalists, they need a story. It's fear-mongering, and no offence. and maybe it is, you know. I'm sure Zika, and I spoke to some Brazilians, and they were like, yeah, this whole Zika thing's annoying them a bit, because actually the virus is predominantly in the north, where you have the rainforest, and this is where the problems are starting. In Rio itself, as of yet, Zika isn't a huge threat. So I think it's a story that's been escalated because of the Olympics, and people who write in newspapers and speak on the TV like to have something exciting and fearful to talk about. But the reality was, for me, when I went there, I was absolutely fine.
And so what happens now? You're off to training camp, and then it's full-on focus, and you'll talk to everyone and see everyone in end of August.
Right, so my plan now is Saturday I fly to France, and I'm going to be in the mountains until the 4th of July. I come back down, and I'll be back in Bath to my training base there. 5th of July is the opening ceremony, so I'm going to be in England, so I'm going to watch it from my TV at home, from my sofa, very comfortable. I'm going to fly back out to Font-Rémy, the place in the mountains where we train, on the... Or am I making things up now? Anyway, I go back to the mountains twice. I have a time in England, I go back out to the mountains, I come, and then we come back to London, and we fly to Belo Horizonte, where we have our holding camp, and we spend 6 days there, and then we go into the Olympic Village on the 14th of August, so midway through the Games, and there I'll have 3 days before I compete on the 18th for the fencing, and then the 19th I do the rest of my events, and then on the 22nd I come home, and it's done.